It's okay. Hi, my name is Eric. Welcome to this presentation. I'm a software engineer at Oracle, working for the optimizer team in MySQL. And I will be talking about hash join in MySQL, which is a new feature in MySQL 8.0.18. So the agenda for today is that I will first talk about how we got to the point where we were able to implement hash join. We have done some major refactorings, which are now finally starting to pay off. I will go through what hash join actually is before going into details about hash join in MySQL 8. What it is, what kind of performance you can get from it, how you use it, and other things that can be useful to know about hash join. So first, some background history. For the longest time, MySQL only supported variations of the nested loop algorithm for executing joins, which is, of course, the basic nested loop with index lookup, and we also have the block nested loop, which is a nested loop with an in-memory buffer for some speedup. And because we only supported nested loop, our executor and optimizer for that sake has been very focused around this nested loop execution, making it very hard to extend with other join algorithms that may not be unnested loop kind of algorithm. And for the last 2 years, we have been working very hard on implementing a brand new executor, an iterator executor, which is now released in 8.0.18. So this new executor is based on the Volcano iterator model, which is sort of like the textbook example on how to implement an executor. And one of the basic ideas in this model is that all operations should share a common interface. In MySQL, this interface has two methods, which are init and read. Init initializes the iterator for reading, making it ready for returning rows. And read simply returns the next row from that iterator. Another important thing is that each operation is contained within one single iterator, so that responsibility and things are not scattered around the code base in different places. So things are more self-contained now. And because of these two things, we now have a much more modular executor, which allows us to implement new features faster and making things a lot easier to understand. A colleague of mine usually compares the old executor to a jigsaw puzzle, where pieces can fit in only one specific way, while the new executor is more like Lego bricks, where you can connect them like you want. So by having this new executor, hash join was just a new iterator. Of course, there are some details around it. And there are other features now as well.